You just can't, that whole section of like everything sort of revolving around calling people out, spotlighting terrible people. It's fun to spotlight terrible people occasionally, but like if that's all you're in, it just becomes a shit show. Like it's everybody's flinging shit in all directions. You're just gonna get,
well, it's because everybody doesn't really follow the prime directive anymore. Like everybody wants to, like we talked about, you know, earlier, like everybody wants to be the hero. Everybody wants to get clout and attention off of being the one that, like, you know, slays the dragon or whatever. The problem is that like everybody's trying to make each other into dragons, and they're all out there trying to slay each other. That they're missing the forest for the trees.
Everyone wants to be Jim.
Yeah, that is true. Like, and it's funny because it's the people that call everybody a Jim Walker that are the mm-hmm. ones that are trying the hardest to be him.
Mm-hmm. And you see, even Jim, for as much as he enjoys pointing and laughing and shit, he doesn't indulge in that as
What does he normally like to talk about? He likes to talk about like funny shows that he watched like a billion years ago, or anime and manga. Like that's the stuff he likes talking about. Do you think he likes talking about like like cringe retards doing gay shit? No.
I think he does, but on occasion, you know, you don't do that all the time. You do it in moderation.
Well, only when it's like something really, really funny, but like,
yeah, you got to come up for air. I think you realize that you got to come up for air. And a lot of people in that old sector just never came up for air. They drowned in it.
Well, and it's something he really talked about, like the last stream, like why he doesn't, you know, want to talk about certain people, because it's like, you know, you laugh about the dumb shit they do, but then all they do is dumb shit now. And it's just kind of like, you kind of, if they weren't such a piece of shit, you would actually feel sorry for them. But now it's like, you just don't even really want to talk about him. And, you know, in his, you know, lolcow updates, like there's certain people he just casually, obliquely references, but, you know, doesn't go into depth anymore, because it's really just sad and pathetic, and it's not as funny anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, it's good to just kind of leave that shit behind, because that scene didn't end well.
No, I mean it died.
The closest thing died
in 2024.
The closest thing that's kind of surviving, and I say kind of, is Kino Casino, and even then, there's like rumors. So,
well, they had two major things happen back to back, right? Like there was the guy that got caught up in the Alex Rosen sting, and that wasn't a good look. And then you have the hooker sex party in Vegas. That really wasn't a good look.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. You know, and of course, that's one of those things where it's probably going to turn into, and I can already see it starting to, like they're going to be the ones that are going to be like the target now. And you'll see, like, you know, the same people that always, you know, that try to, you know, go on the shows and promote their stuff will like turn on them and try to cancel them. And, you know, be like, oh, well, you know, I thought that, you know, they were these great people, but actually they're not. And I'm like, none of these people are good people.